Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, May 22nd, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Johnny Cakesawville.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up, boys?
Happy Friday
to you.
It is a Friday, so it's happy, but it's terrible because it was pouring rain a little bit ago, and I assume it still is. Don't get sized.
Yeah, it's going to be a little rainy today.
It'll be one of those days, isn't it?
A little stormy, and then a little stormy tomorrow. Sunday, Monday should be good.
Yeah. Damn, I was completely unaware. Like, part of my deal now is sometimes I prep for what I'm going to do right at 10 o'clock, which is go for a run. But if you're telling me it's storming, that is
pouring.
A negative. I got my running gear on.
I think it'll be on and off, so you might get a window where you can get out there.
Might be a window. Mine says light rain, light rain showers, light rain thunderstorms.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Come on, you can run through the rain.
I mean, you definitely can.
I don't like it. I did it, like a month or so ago, and it was lightly raining, and about halfway in my run, it started pouring.
Yeah.
And it completely pummeled my shoes and everything.
Great.
Yeah. No. It's not ideal.
It's not ideal.
Hey, at least you have clothes on. You're not sitting there out in the jungle naked and pouring on you like these poor souls I watched again yesterday.
Well, they're all volunteering for it.
So they
are. It's not like it's all of a sudden they just got dropped there and had to fend their way out of it. They signed up for what they had coming.
Well,
I don't really feel bad for them.
The rain also derails Cakes' golf outing. I'm sure he was going to go work on his game today.
Yeah, today was short
Friday
game
golf
work.
Outing.
Yeah, short game work and putting. And unfortunately, that has to be scrapped at this point.
I'm actually a little bit anxious about checking out outside because my son had a couple buddies over last night. And went to bed and let him put
close
the fire out,
yep.
Put the covers on the furniture outside, close up the hot tub properly, clean up the mess.
Yeah.
What
I'm actually
chances?
Scared to go back out there. Yeah. Like, what's it going to look like?
What are the chances he did all of that?
I know he wants to prove to me that he can do it and so that I back off. So I think there's a pretty good chance he did okay, but I'm sure he's – you know, he's forgetful, and he's a guy, so I'm sure there's going to be a couple things he forgot to do. But if it's a disaster, that's going to be a nightmare. Like, if there's, like, you know, food stuff everywhere, napkins everywhere, cans everywhere, I'm going to be bitter.
Well, especially if you left the cover off the tub.
Well,
there are leaves and stuff in the – leaves and branches in the tub? You'd
be
salty.
The three big things are – and I know he's not stupid. The fire had to be out.
Right,
you can't go to sleep and have the fire going in the fire pit.
That's the one seat. Yeah.
The two is covering the furniture, because even though it's outdoor furniture, you don't want it. It's going to pour all day today, at least in Kensington. Mm. You just don't want that. It's not ideal. And then the third thing is, like you say, the hot tub. If I see a bunch of those little helicopters in there and branches and he forgot to put the top on, going to be salty.
So when are you going to check it out? During a commercial
10
break?
O'clock.
Oh,
10
okay.
o'clock. Because I don't want it to tilt me during the show.
Do you have one of those nets like pool owners have to scoop stuff out of the hot tub?
No, the way the water cycles, it actually goes through a filter and it goes in there. But, you know, you got to get it out. And, you know, it just doesn't look great.
Right.
You know, until it, you know, whatever. It would be fine. but I just don't want to deal with
that. See, that's something I would have to take care of ASAP. It would be on my mind, and I would have to go out there at 6:15.
Right.
And take care of it.
I didn't know if I was going to be able to go to sleep, frankly, just knowing that those clowns are out there. you know, a little speaker. And
how many guys were over?
It was literally three total. I mean, three friends and him. My limit is three.
Oh, okay.
You know, three plus him. But we'll see.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know how that turns out for you.
I'll let you know. Maybe I'll sneak out there during one of the breaks. I just don't want it to put me on tilt.
I checked the kitchen out this morning, and there's only a couple cups in the kitchen, so I don't have to go nuts on the kitchen today.
So I won't hear all the dishes during the commercial break?
You will not.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to make some oatmeal here soon, though, because I'm famished.
Are you?
Yeah. Got to take my Metamucil.
Got to go through your daily regimen.
I got to take my antiviral drug for the shingles, which I'm not sure it's shingles, but that's what the doctor said. So take my muscle relaxer. Oh, no, my anti-inflammatory. Right. I got all kinds of stuff going on
it's
here.
It's hard when you just do the Teladoc thing.
It is.
Like, I have a little deal on, you know, a little skin condition, and I did the Teladoc, and they said, it's probably eczema, and gave me something. It really hasn't gone away.
Yeah.
And I just assume it'll go away over time. I mean, it's maybe lightened a little bit.
Yeah.
But you can probably see there's a little discoloration there. It's almost like two pimples that haven't gone away. So who knows? I didn't go to a dermatologist. I didn't have an in-person visit. They gave me something which was like 1%, probably did nothing.
Yeah. Well, it's probably because it's super powerful. What do you mean, like a 1%, you know, hydrocortisone?
Yeah,
or something?
1%
something
like active like ingredient.
Yeah, it's because it's probably super strong.
Because if they gave you 5%, it would melt your skin.
Wasn't that powerful to get it to get that little discoloration to go away?
It might not be the appropriate medicine, but
yeah. Maybe it's a hurting age spot, and it's not going to go away.
I mean, it's.
I have those.
There's a little bump.
Yeah,
a little bump. Two little bumps.
Yeah, I got one on my arm. You know, just you get old, you just get stuff. You go, well, where did that come from? Where did that mole or that whatever come from?
But
that
I think
itchy
you know,
spot.
It's great that they have Teladocs and you can do that sort of thing.
Super
but it's not
convenient.
The same as going in person, especially when it's something that's visual.
Yeah, well, actually, a lot of times the visual stuff, because the camera stuff is so good. I have a buddy who's a dermatologist, or my brother does, and we would just take a picture of it. Whatever your issue is, and you send it to him, he just can zoom in, and you could see, like, everything. It almost feel like you could see the cells.
Yeah.
You know, these cameras are so good. So did you actually send a photo?
No, I did a live with the general practitioner. Like I said, when things calm down and things are calming down, I plan to go to a dermatologist.
Yeah.
And actually see somebody, and we'll see if the general practitioner was correct.
Well, I keep getting...
I mean, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. I keep getting all these little splinters and everything while I'm out playing with the wood every day. And it's just tilting me. And you know, Cakes, how I know you get the same thing, too, where you get those little things in the corners of your nails.
Yeah.
Nails?
I got those a lot more often when I was still biting my nails.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been biting my nails either, but I got, like, it just, it's like the corners feel like they're a little bit infected or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's so tilting. Tips of my fingers, got splinters, slicing my hands open.
Well, I'll tell you this. It is somewhat of an exciting Friday because we actually have a two-day weekend coming up. It should be a three-day weekend, but we are working on the weekends. I don't know when your shifts are. Jason and I are on from 9 till noon tomorrow.
I believe I come on from noon to 3.
Okay, you're on from noon
to
3.
So that means, Cakes, you must be on Sunday?
I'm Sunday with Funny Danny, noon to 3.
Oh, that means, Cakes, you can't pack up after the show and head to the beach.
That's exactly what
that
means.
And beat all the Bay Bridge traffic.
Right, such a traveler.
The weather's so silly that I want to go to the beach right now.
Right.
That
right.
I want to go to Bung Bung Beach.
Yeah, it's open for you.
I know it's open.
You want to get down there.
But so we'll have
outdoor seating at the restaurants.
So we'll have a two-day weekend.
You can wear
inner two-day weekend's kind of hoard because you get off Saturday and you get off Monday, but you got to work Sunday. That kind of sucks.
Not a big deal.
The weekend shows, I mean, we complain about them, but they're not a big deal. They're just, you know. Although, like yesterday.
They're not
a
big deal, but they're kind of a nuisance.
They're kind of a nuisance, but, I have fun with them. I got invited to play golf tomorrow. You know,
finished.
Yeah, I couldn't, you know.
That's finito is what that is.
Because people don't think that you're working on the weekend. And my buddy just can't get it in his head that I'm not available.
It's supposed to be a three-day weekend for everybody.
Yeah, and I was like.
Tell Squirrel that you're working on Saturdays. or whoever it is.
I need to call Squirrel. I need to call him. I haven't talked to him in a few weeks, and I know this whole thing's been tilting him, so I gotta check in on my guy, see how he's doing. Horsey still has not gotten back to me on the mortgage rates. I'm going to have to call that donk today, too.
You're going to have to call all the homies.
Yeah, I'm publicly shaming him, and he's still not giving me an update on where we are with the mortgage rates.
Hey, the upside of that is they'll drop even more by the time he actually gets in touch with you.
Let's hope. Wait, I haven't even paid attention to the market in 2 weeks. What's it been doing this week, Cakes?
The mortgage market?
No, just the market in general.
Up and down, up and down.
Up and down?
Yep. Yeah, it's been scattershot.
Holding steady.
Yeah, I guess.
I caught my wife peeking at our accounts the other day, and it was the first time I saw a number, and it wasn't that bad. It wasn't as catastrophic as I thought. I didn't even know what I was looking at. I was just seeing what she was on the computer
for.
Well,
that's because it got down. Would the Dow get down to 18 and change?
Something like that, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
If you had looked at it
then, 2 months ago.
You would have jumped off a building.
A month and a half ago, it would have been very distressing.
Yeah, but it wasn't that bad when I
walked. It's rebounded, what, about 5,000 points since then?
Yeah.
So that's why it's not horrible, but it ain't great. It's not where it was.
It's not where it was.
We still got a ways to go.
But I don't check. I check it so infrequently that it was okay. It was in the same realm-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't too distraught. But I was bitter that I looked because I was kind of taking pride on not having seen anything.
Man, I felt bad for my kid. So my kid yesterday, you know, she normally would have had an internship in the summer.
Yeah.
And she had an internship lined up. It's just not going to happen. And then we were talking about what she was going to do. She might actually work for Instacart 2 days a week just to make a little money. But a couple of years ago, I told her to do some investing with her money. She was babysitting. She had some money. And she's got a decent amount of money. I'm always telling her, what are you doing? She's got, you know, just like $5,000 or $6,000 in the bank. I said, you should have that invested. And then I was like, what are the three stocks that you invest in? Because I let her pick. Mm. And two of the three were pretty solid performers. I think she picked Ulta, which is makeup. I can't remember the second one. But then the third one, I was like, oh, she's an Under Armour shareholder.
Here's their chart.
You should have advised her to get a mutual fund.
I think she has she has Apple. Apple's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, but you're still risky for a kid. I mean, I got my daughter to put in just a few, I don't know. I think she put in $500 or something, just literally right before the market tanked.
Yeah,
because she was excited about it, and we signed her up so she could put in, you know, like I don't even know what she puts in there, $25 a month or something. And I mean, it's gonna take her 10 years to get back.
Sure.
But we got her into a fund, but, I mean, we got her at the worst time. It felt so bad.
But she's starting early. That's good. That's a good – always a positive.
It's not even – it's just to understand how it works. It's not really to make significant money.
Give her the nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
Show her the basics.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's crazy. The market's crazy. Maybe I should pay attention.
Well, I mean, there's certain things that you got to pay attention to, certain things that are unknown. Last night I happened to see this professor on TV who actually was an NYU professor, and he was talking about what's going to happen with colleges.
Yeah.
And he said the upper tier colleges, the Ivies, he's like they are artificially inflated prices. They brag about 90% of their applicants not making it into the school, that they only accept 10% of all applicants. He said those type of schools, the upper tiers, the Ivies, the he called them the Hermes like schools. I think Hermes makes handbags,
purses or something.
Yeah, like super fancy.
It's Hermes, like, but he called it Hermes.
I don't know.
Okay.
But he just said that those type of brands of colleges, they're going to keep the prices up high. He's like, because they're for the super rich, and then, you know, they let in super talented, maybe lower income. He's like, but they're going to be able to keep it. He's like, the middle schools, who knows? Their prices may have to come down, and the lower schools may have to come down. So we're going to see what happens with colleges. I don't know if you guys have received stuff from Virginia Tech or Marist. That's the tuition in the fall. If they bring it back, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Well, I'm not banking on it, saving one penny. I assume I'll pay full price.
Yeah, that's what I assume.
I haven't received
any information yet.
I'm not expecting to get any discount. No way. They need more money than ever.
Yeah, that may be the case.
Yeah.
It may be the case, but
So you're actually thinking you might get a discount or something?
I don't know.
Because there'll be a competition for students?
I don't know.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Unfortunately, NYU probably falls into the upper tier luxury.
They're upper crusty.
Yeah, those type of schools that won't have to.
It's a zippy discount.
Every school my daughter's looking at will damn near bankrupt me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just it is what it is.
I'm not banking on getting any sort of a discount either.
Yeah, I don't feel
like
I'm getting any discount.
I mean, if they send an email saying, all right, we're going to cut by 10 or 20%, that's all gravy, but I don't expect
that. What we did get, though, is an email from Marist saying, and they gave us their fall plan. And they are, you know, they're planning for kids, you know, to enroll and all that, and at least to start on time, if not start earlier, which I think is great. I'd love for them to start early if they
start
could.
Earlier with the thought of spreading it out.
Well, I don't know about spreading it out. I thought they were starting earlier to get out of there earlier.
That seems to be the case in some schools. They want the kids out of there by like Thanksgiving.
Some of the things that my son is just completely balking at, though, they are trying to. They're going to have some sort of mask policy or something. I don't know if it's. He's like, Dad, nobody's going to wear a mask in the dorms. And I go, you're right. What can I tell you? You're right. They're not going to wear masks. I mean, they probably want you to wear a mask if you're going to a class so you don't get the professor sick.
They might make that mandatory.
That I could maybe see. You're just going to have to do what they say. But, yeah, I understand. No one.
But I just don't see. I mean, if you're just walking around your neighborhoods or wherever, you just don't see kids, our kids' ages, wearing masks.
I see some.
Okay, some. I'm just saying the majority of the people wearing masks are the older people or adults.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number if you want to chime in on a Friday, 800-636-1067. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio and text the fan on the Tom Sirkic Windows text machine. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Standard message data charges may apply. Later in the program, we've got Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 to talk movies and entertainment. He'll join us at 7. It's Fridays with Feinstein at 8. And we've got Jim Rooney, who's the younger of Dan's four sons, wrote a new book. We could talk to him about the Rooney Rule and more. He'll join us at 8:40 here on The Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Get news yesterday that there's going to be a 9-part Tom Brady documentary coming in 2021. Kind of fired up for it. I doubt it'll be as good. It'll be hard to be as good as The Last Dance.
It'll be cool, but when I read it's not coming out until 2021,
right.
I can't get too excited about it yet. I hope I'm alive in 2021.
Yeah. Is it going to feature a lot of this upcoming season with Tampa?
I would assume
it would be, yeah. Or maybe towards the end of it.
Isn't he another, like, dud superstar personality-wise, though? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but I thought that the Jordan stuff was pretty good when Jordan was speaking. Like, I think that when Jordan has that reputation as being a dud and being kind of private, but some of the best parts were when they handed him the iPad and he would laugh at Gary Payton or whatever. I mean, I think it did reveal his personality.
I don't think Jordan is a dud at all. I think he's got a big personality.
I guess.
I mean, all the behind-the-scenes stuff when he's goofing around with his coaches and the security guards and his teammate, I don't think he's a dud. Now, he might have been a dud in the interviews because he's in his 50s, but when he was younger, I would disagree with that.
I guess that's true.
I get what you're saying, Eric. Is Brady can be very guarded and very cliche-driven. I know when he went on Howard, he didn't reveal that much. A lot of people criticized Brady that he did, you know, a two-hour interview and didn't really say much. But I know that I really enjoyed, and I'm not a Tom Brady guy. I've always was a Peyton Manning guy. I really enjoyed when I forget what they called it, the TB12 thing, whatever the heck they did on Facebook.
Tom versus Time.
Yeah, Tom versus Time. I really enjoyed that because it showed how he just simply prepared for games, which I found to be fascinating. It showed some of when he would take like Edelman and Amendola on these trips to like Montana. I might be botching the state, but they would go somewhere and they would do their workouts together. It gave access to things that we don't normally see.
Right. I think it's interesting. I'm reading now, and maybe we'll see this with the Brady doc, that Jordan's teammates are not too thrilled with it either. You know, so the general public, you know, I think MJ was afraid that people weren't going to like him when they saw the general public loved it, and they didn't have a problem with him, but that his teammates didn't like. You know, there were a few guys like Will Perdue and maybe even Steve Kerr or whatever that didn't have a problem and seemed to be somewhat complimentary. But like Bill Cartwright is talking about in this article, there are a bunch of other guys that you didn't see a lot in there. And he said there were basically a different group of guys. There are guys that are way more competitive that maybe aren't going to be as glowing about MJ as some of these other guys were.
You're already seeing somebody. That. Yeah. Craig Hodges, I think, has kind of said some comments negative towards it. I think
even Ron Harper, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Ron Harper, and they were supposedly boys. Harper hasn't been super complimentary about the whole thing. Pippen, they said, you know, the story that was out yesterday was livid with the way he was portrayed. Cartwright doesn't seem too pleased. Robert Parrish has a story where he, you know, confronted MJ. So I don't know. It's weird. It's interesting. Anytime you open yourself up like that, not everyone's going to be happy.
What specifically were some of those guys upset about? Like Cartwright. I mean, he didn't say anything bad about Cartwright in the piece.
I don't know. I don't know.
And Perdue just came out and said, MJ was a jerk. I mean, he was an a-hole.
Right.
But he made us all better. Wennington said the same thing. Buschler, I don't know if Buschler was... I can't remember what he said about him.
I think that Hodges and some of those guys believe that they came off sounding like they were wimpy and that they just bowed down to Michael Jordan. And some of these guys say, look, he would give it, but we'd give it right back to him, and that they didn't really portray that.
Right.
So Michael's shown as the alpha and everybody else just trailing him. And that
right. And Harper and Hodges and Cartwright and those guys say they would push back. You know, if Jordan, you know, Harper said MJ knew who he could talk to and who he could push. He was one of those guys who made you work harder because you see how hard he works. But Harper said, you ain't going to talk crazy to me and don't think I'm going to talk crazy to you. He would talk to Scott Burrell because Scott wasn't man enough to stand up for who he was. He says, you ain't doing that S with me. Right. So some guys would talk back, you know, fight back.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I can see that.
That was the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I'm sure Jordan had a lot of influence over what went into this. So maybe that's why
he had the final edit.
Yeah, that's why you didn't see a lot of the pushback. I mean, you saw a little bit of it with Kerr.
Well, I think that's what their point.
With Kerr, you saw a little bit.
I mean, they did include it, but he also had the ability to say break. So when he started getting emotional, when he was actually talking about, I can't remember which episode, when he was talking about his leadership style.
Yeah.
It was like a 2-minute clip when he was talking about, well, that's what you got to do, and if you can't handle it, then you've never won anything. Mm-hmm. And he started getting into it because he realized he was sounding like a jerk. And he was like, and if people are going to think I'm a jerk, whatever. And he started crying for a split second. He's like, break. And he got up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a different cat, man.
I think the 95 Pippen sitting out thing that MJ talked about, that really pissed them off. All three of those guys commented on it, Hodges, Cartwright, and Grant, about how it shouldn't have been in the documentary, had nothing to do with The Last Dance. Jordan wasn't on the team. And to call Scottie selfish when he sacrificed his body, especially during that finals with the back, and MJ wasn't winning anything without Scottie, that they thought it was completely unfair. And that's what I think Pippen's so pissed about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, I mean, just based on, we all remember that. We all thought, I mean, all, everyone who watched that game thought, oh, well, that's the most selfish thing he's ever done, right? I mean, he had a bad rep after that incident. So I thought that this inserting it into the piece kind of gave him an opportunity to explain himself. So when he said, "Yeah, I'd probably do it all over again," JP, you'd agree. I mean, that was probably not the best thing to say. Yeah. So I thought it gave him an opportunity to explain himself and make it right, and he really didn't.
These guys aren't not a bunch of geniuses. They're a bunch of great athletes. Who didn't necessarily defend themselves particularly great in certain scenarios and didn't come off great. But
with the Brady deal, I am looking forward to it because I think it'll be somewhat like The Last Dance. And my guess is it's going to feature a lot of Tampa Bay. And what you're seeing with Tom is he's opening up more than ever. And maybe that's why he wanted to leave New England. And a lot of people say, well, he couldn't have done this stuff when he was with New England. But he did do the Tom versus Time while he was with the Patriots. I just think he's going to do more of that, and he's more accessible. That's why he did a Howard Stern interview. He's doing this. He realized this is his last dance, so he's going to catalog it.
Well, Tom was on Weekly with EEI, wasn't he?
Yeah, sure.
But those are just brief, 10, 15-minute interviews.
Yeah, but a lot of people are talking like he never spoke to the media. Like he was, it was forbidden from the Patriots when he did Weekly Hits. Now, it wasn't like in-depth like Stern, but...
Yeah, but I bet you he's not going to... There can't be a ton of footage, like behind-the-scenes footage of him in New England, right? I mean, just if there is, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know. New England has cameras everywhere.
No, it's going to be mostly about
the final season or two.
No. Them playing highlights. They have a trailer out for it, and he says through the series, we're defining key moments and challenges that were seemingly insurmountable, but through hard work and perseverance, became career defining triumphs.
Yeah, they show clips when he's a kid, show clips when he's at Michigan, the combo. They show clips of everything kind of to this point. My guess is, though, that they're going to have to include some of Tampa.
I would think.
Oh, I'm sure.
Tamper.
Yeah. Look, you know what? ESPN, they do a great job. I have a lot of problems with ESPN. They do a great job on their documentaries. So I'm sure it'll be interesting.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure some people will be pissed.
When is it coming out in 2021? Is it early part of the year or around football season?
You're trying to get the countdown going, right?
Well, set your DVR a year in advance.
That's what I'm saying. It's a year away, maybe more.
I would bet it comes out in like February or March because they're going to probably want to see what happens with Tampa, and that'll wrap it up. And they probably have an outline already, the structure of the 9 episodes. It's much like I saw the director of The Last Dance, and he was saying, there were time constraints because they bumped up the date as to when the show was going to debut, and then they started doing 2 episodes every Sunday. He said, but he already knew exactly how the show was going to end. Like, he already had those clips, laid out.
Right.
He's like, the editing had to be much faster, but they knew how it was going to end.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I love documentaries. So
Docs are great.
Speaking of which, Sunday, awesome. are you going to watch the Tiger Slam documentary on Golf Channel at 8 o'clock?
Sure. What time is that on? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock Golf Channel. It chronicles the, 2000-2001 season where he held all 4 majors.
It sounds like you're going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
It's going to be all day Tiger Sunday.
That's right. It's 3 o'clock, you got the match.
8 p.m. on Golf Channel.
Just text me. What else am I going to be doing?
Takes $1 for the text reminder.
I'm going to rack up these dollars so quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
The business is flailing,
revealed the indexes. So that match on Sunday at 3 o'clock at Medalist, it's going to be Tiger and Manning.
And Peyton, yeah.
Against Phil and Brady. So apparently – Peyton's index is a 6.4, Brady's is 8.1, so he's about almost a shot and a half better. Mm-hmm. The front nine's going to be best ball. The back nine's going to be alternate shot. So you're going to see – so Brady and Peyton are going to have to come up big in that back nine because they're going to be, you know, counted on to hit decent shots since it's all shot. So it'll be interesting to see it. I'm definitely going to wager on it.
Will the NFL players, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, will they get strokes? So when you say best ball and they have handicaps, I don't quite understand it. So best ball means it's the best score of the two guys?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be stroked up.
So let's say Tiger has a par and Peyton has a par, but he gets a stroke.
Yeah, he'll have a par net birdie.
Well, Brady's stroking off of Peyton. Peyton's the 6'4", Brady's the 8.
Right.
So basically, it's going to boil down to Brady getting like one aside.
So they're not stroking off
two holes.
They're not stroking off the pros.
I mean, you could, but it would probably make it more confusing for the general audience. So my guess is that they would just probably give Tom a stroke off of Peyton.
Really?
But I don't know. I mean their indexes
they just make it.
Their indexes well, are Manning, so close that they might as well just play it straight up.
I would, but just Manning and Brady, but they're not going to have. I mean, they're not even going to matter because Tiger and Phil are going to be pars and birdies all day long. I would think you'd have to stroke those guys up to make them even factor into the match. Now, maybe alternate shot, obviously not, but
well,
for the front nine,
different. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how it works out, but I would think that they would stroke them up.
What time? That one's at 3, and then right after that, they have the Tiger Slam Dock. How long is the Tiger Slam Dock?
I'm not exactly sure. I don't know if it's an hour or 2 hours.
Right. That's a lot of just sitting there in front of the TV. But, I mean, it's not like we haven't done a lot of that.
We've been doing that for 90 days now.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I really have tried to make an effort to get around and move around more, you know, over the last 6 weeks or something. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, ever since we did that story about people that just sit there and don't do anything, and your heart just
disintegrates.
I was like, all right, I gotta move more.
It's that sedentary lifestyle.
Yeah, you can't just say, oh, I worked out for 30 minutes. That's good enough. You got to be active.
By the way, my doc called me yesterday, gave me the results of the biopsies on the polyps from the colonoscopy.
Yeah.
So I had 4 polyps.
Yeah.
2 were benign. Two were precancerous, which is normal.
Right. Yeah.
And of course, he removed them all. And I don't have to go back for 4 years.
Oh, that's
very
good.
2024 is my next one. So I'm happy about that.
It always scares you when they say precancerous.
Yeah. I think that's very normal.
Yeah. That's
and that just basically means if you don't have your colonoscopy and you don't have, you know, you don't remove them, they could become cancerous.
They could at some day. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so, that's good news.
Yeah.
Congrats.
All good.
That's good.
Made me feel good.
Good. But will they give you any sense, like, don't worry if everything looks pretty good when you leave? Or they tell you nothing?
No, they tell you how many polyps they found.
Right, there, and then they say, they look pretty good, don't even worry.
I don't think they can tell just based on looking at them. Yeah, they have to send them off to the pathologist.
Yeah, that whole thing's just tilting.
The tilting part is, I'm telling you, is the 36 hours before the procedure.
Yeah, I'm not worried about them going in there. I've been going to the urologist for 15 years, and they go up and they do everything in there.
The propofol knocks you out in 3 seconds, and then you wake up in the recovery room. I mean, just
right.
I wouldn't even worry about that part. The actual procedure. It's the stuff leading up to it. The anxiety too.
Yeah, I'm more worried about the anxiety.
Yeah.
But after I leave and they go, okay, we found 17 polyps.
Well,
about 11 of them look shaky. We'll call you in a week, though. Don't worry about it. Just try to have a good week. Like, all right.
Well, that's the other thing is he said he was going to call me midweek, and you know he just called me Thursday.
I'm
kind of waiting and waiting and waiting.
The longer you wait, I always assume that's good because there's no rush. They're not dying to tell you something.
All right.
You know
what happened was
they feel like they have to break bad news.
Well, what happened was his assistant called me. His assistant called me, and I missed the call, so I went to voicemail. And she said, "Mr. Bishop, will you call our office as soon as you can?"
Oh, that would put me on tilt.
Right, because she goes, "We have the results of your biopsy. Can you call us as soon as you can?" And then you're like, "Oh, geez."
Oh yeah.
Bad news.
Yeah, I always assume the worst.
Yeah, but it's all good. All good on the home front.
Good, very good. All right, let's take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Remember, coming up at 7, Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 joins us with the latest in entertainment news here on The Junkies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Kevin McCarthy will join us coming up at 7 o'clock to talk movies and entertainment. I saw one of his tweets yesterday or the day before, and I guess there was a new trailer for the movie Tenet, which is coming out, which I think stars Denzel Washington's son. And it's a Christopher Nolan movie, one of his favorite directors, and Kevin said that he'd already watched it seven times.
He has his pants move when he talks and thinks about Christopher Nolan. So the closer we get to that, I would expect him to talk about a lot more.
The premise is, armed with only one word, Tenet, and fighting for the survival of the entire world, the protagonist journeys through a twilight world of international espionage on a mission that will unfold in something beyond real time. All right, I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
It seems very science fiction-y. Yeah. So I'm probably not that interested in it. Cakes probably would love it. Bickle, no chance.
Is Nolan behind Interstellar? Did he do that? Or am I getting my directors mixed up?
Let me find out what Nolan did.
That sounds right, Cakes.
Because I was not a fan of that film.
Yeah. All right, hold on. He did.
I really liked it.
He did Insomnia, Batman Begins, The Prestige, The Dark Knight, Inception, Interstellar. Yep, he did it.
And
he did do Dunkirk. Dunkirk was very good.
I fell asleep 5 minutes into Inception, and I didn't like Interstellar. You know what? I don't like Christopher Nolan that much.
You didn't like Batman Begins?
Okay, that
he'd be still waiting to watch that in his theater room.
Batman Begins, I did enjoy that movie. But the rest of his resume, I'm not that impressed.
John David Washington is Denzel's kid, right?
He's the one who's on Ballers.
The Interstellar just hit me. I was like emotional watching that whole thing because of the aspect of your parents that pass or whatever, how time passes and that relatively quick time of you being with your kids, and then you come back and they're all grown up. You know, you miss out on stuff. I don't know. It just hit me. That whole thing, I was emotional during that whole movie.
I think for me to be into sci-fi at this point, there also needs to be like monsters involved. It can't just be time travel or outer space.
There has to be strings or anything.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me at this point. It just doesn't.
Didn't Denzel's kid play for the Rams briefly? From what I remember,
he played in
the NFL.
Had a cup of coffee in the NFL.
Is that right?
Isn't that the one? Is the kid that's in this?
I don't know.
I watched this show Ballers. I don't know if it's been canceled or if it's still going on. They did a couple seasons of Ballers, and the Rams are one of those teams that are featured. You're not confusing what happened on Ballers with real life, are you?
I thought he had a kid that played.
No, I think he did have a kid that was in the league for a while.
He had a shot. Maybe he was a running back or receiver.
That'd be hilarious.
I'm not sure.
Denzel's kid. He's a pretty good actor. I like him on Ballers.
Oh, the John David.
Yeah.
Look, yeah, what? He did play for the Rams.
Oh, he did? Yeah.
For how long? Did he actually like play for a season, or he just like there from preseason?
Type thing? It says 2006 or 2007. A bunch of pictures of him in practice.
Oh, okay.
So maybe he's a taxi squad guy. I don't know.
Yeah, practice that's squad, still cool. That's pretty cool. You know, I'm just seeing the article that came out. I think it was at least yesterday about Adrian Peterson, and you know, remember how he was quoted about he was upset about the Trent Williams deal. He was still kind of hoping that, you know, they would find a way to have a good result there where Trent would stay with the Redskins. And we know that because they're buddies. You know, Trent's a good player. There's no question about it. And so I didn't really think too much about the article. And then I saw buried at the bottom of it, and I don't want to be a jerk because I am a Skins fan, but then AP starts talking about how optimistic he is for this season. And I'm
I know where you're going.
There's nothing wrong with being optimistic. I don't want to kill an optimistic person. I'd like to be optimistic if I could be at times. He says, no, winning the NFC East, he thinks they could maybe do that and compete for championships, so I'm kind of rolling my eyes a little bit. But, you know, you never know. Crazier things can happen. Then he says at the end, we have the tools to run the table. I go, what?
Wow,
he goes, I really feel that.
So he's delusional.
Does he understand what the cliche, run the table,
probably
means?
Probably not.
Does he understand that that means, like,
go undefeated?
No. Or does he just think,
I think
go 9-7 and win the division maybe?
No, I think
he thinks that they can
win a championship,
win a Super Bowl.
Like if they sneak into the playoffs or win the NFC East, like he's envisioning that they have an opportunity to win.
Does he think they could go undefeated?
He thinks they could win every game, every week. It's an individual game, and they could win it. Yeah,
no,
so it comes off sounding ridiculous, but it's just an attitude. He has that attitude. Which
if you
I don't
went to a
terrible.
Bar with him, if you went to a bar and you drank something with alcohol in it, and he drank like sparkling water,
right?
He would tell you, "There's no chance we're going undefeated." He knows that.
Yeah.
He just knows it.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
He may have that false bravado confidence, but he knows deep down.
I don't know.
The
JP
same
might
false
be
bravado that said that he's not worried about all the competition that he's got in the running back room when you know that he is.
JP,
well,
I think JP is giving
like
him too much credit because I'm not sure he knows what that cliche means.
Yeah, I think he thinks we're on the table. I actually think he thinks that means we could win it all and we could go undefeated. He thinks that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure.
Has anyone ever said run the table and not mean not lose?
I don't know. I mean, who knows what was going through his head? I think he just means they could win a championship.
What's the context of the quote? Does he say that where they can sneak into the playoffs or did he say make the playoffs and run the table?
He says win the NFC East and put ourselves in position to compete for a championship. It's the best talent pool we've had. He said we have the tools to run the table. I really feel that.
So, I think he means
win a championship.
If they get into the playoffs, they can run the table.
That's what it kind of sounds like.
He doesn't mean that they can just win. They're going to win every single game.
Like, right. They're not going 19-0 or something.
It's happened one time.
Yeah,
he does. I don't think he
maybe
meant
he thinks way, once we get delusional. To the playoffs, we can run the table.
It's all delusional.
Probably
three games last year.
Probably, but teams every year every few years to really surprise you. So you don't act like a know-it-all. Like we know everything.
Yeah, but teams don't go from 3-13 to 13-3.
Well, didn't the Niners just do that?
Very few teams do it.
But that was because the quarterback was hurt the year before.
I mean, it's
a rare, little different.
How often do 4 or 3 win teams flip flop their records?
I think it's pretty unusual, obviously, but it just happened a couple years ago, and there is a unique circumstance there. but you know, what if Haskins is better than people think? What if he is? What if he's not?
Than people think, they're going to have a pretty good year and probably get the playoffs.
Yeah. Like a lot of people were saying, myself included, that they're afraid he was overdrafted. What if he actually was drafted too low and he should have gone higher, should have gone to the Giants whenever they picked Daniel Jones or whatever?
Well.
Six, I believe.
Yeah.
Old man cliche, the proof will be in the pudding.
That's right. If he's better than expected, then they're going to win between 8 and 10 games.
Yeah. Hey, Valdez,
somewhere in that range.
We should get an old man cliche alert. You know, some sort of.
I'll see if I can put one together.
Yeah, some sort of alarm.
I'll debut it during the show sometime.
Yes, yeah, anytime one of us drops an old man cliche, which probably happens all the time.
Probably pretty often.
Yeah. All right, let me see what I can do, and then I'll have a couple of options for you guys to pick from.
Okay. Yeah. Roll out some prototypes for us to check out.
We might be the king of the old man cliches.
I think we might be.
Well, yeah.
I mean, there are four of us, so I mean, they're going to get spouted off from time to time.
Yeah.
Well, hasn't Cakes been called out on that for years?
He kind of calls himself out on it.
Yeah.
Well, I think Brett is the one who was calling him out on it.
Yeah, I think Brett.
That was Brett's deal?
He especially hates when I say, pennies on the dollar. Uh-huh. I paid pennies on the dollar for that. He doesn't like it when I say that.
Right.
He also doesn't like pictures of me when I had hair back in my mid-20s.
Oh, really? He doesn't like those?
It just it just sends him over the edge. He doesn't know what to make of them.
Is it because he worries for himself that he'll lose hair when he gets older?
No, I think it's just he's so used to seeing me bald or wearing a hat or a beanie that seeing me with any semblance of hair just doesn't make sense. It's like he's in a Christopher Nolan movie. Like nothing makes sense.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what doesn't make any sense. After the show today, it's a rainy day, right? And I get the rest, and I'm just I'm actually doing something that I rarely do. I'm going to Home Depot because I had a manly endeavor yesterday where my father-in-law asked me to come over and essentially chop up a tree, you know, with my new chainsaw. Because if I say a branch broke off a tree, it doesn't do it justice.
Okay.
It's actually part of a tree that came down,
yeah.
But it's the size of a massive tree. It's a massive branch with a bunch of branches coming off of it, you know, very big that actually I brought my chainsaw over and I got about halfway through it before, you know, because I have kind of a wussy one, my battery died. So
You have a battery powered chainsaw? That's kind of weird. Now I have no chainsaw, so you have me beaten in the chainsaw game.
I got you beaten a little bit.
But
it's only a 14-incher, so the blade's only 14 inches long. But, I mean, you know, I can mow through a pretty good size, you know, stump.
What time is that?
I'm going to go right after the show because yesterday I only got through half of it. My battery died. And so he actually – this is the kind of guy my father-in-law is – He looked up how much the batteries are. He just gave me $200 and said, go get another battery.
Just peeled it off.
He said, go get another one so you have
Make
two.
Money.
So you have two.
Right.
And so now I want to make sure I do that. And I tried to refuse it, but he just forced it on me.
I feel like your father-in-law, Mr. Chin, just has cash.
Well, he's just very generous.
Well, so I just feel
he's
like he, because he didn't have a rack of kids. He only had two kids, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so he didn't have a ton of kids. I just feel like he was a good saver.
Well, yeah, they live very frugally. You know, they live very frugally.
I just feel like he's just sitting on a mountain of it.
I don't know that that's true, and I don't really. You know, I just know he's fine and he's comfortable, but he's just very generous.
Right.
And so he gave me this $200, and so I want to make sure I don't go spend it. You know, like on Instacart or something. I want to make sure I use it properly. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go to Home Depot. I'm going to get my extra battery, and then I'm going to man it up again this weekend, Cakes.
Very good.
And what is it? I don't even know what the verbiage is at. You're not chopping down a tree. You're just chainsawing it into chunks. What's that called?
I'll just say you're sawing it. You're sawing the tree.
I'm sawing the tree down and pulling it out and getting it out of his yard.
Yeah.
And it's about the manliest thing I've ever done.
You're getting rid of his tree debris.
Right.
I guess is the way to put it.
And then it works for me because then I can burn it in the fire pit.
Yes, you can.
Which is amazing.
Yes.
But think about how much
practical.
It is. We took about 5 wheelbarrow loads yesterday, and I still have probably 5 or 6 more.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we will talk some movies. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 joins us next on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.